Yeah, like a nipple sizing tool.
Can I just go on record? This is Jim, and I'm very uncomfortable with conversation here.
This is the theme. Woody and Jim podcast. Friends till the end. And now they start talking.
Now, Gina, you're very pregnant. We've been following along your pregnancy journey.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned something yesterday that you were going to bring in. It was the, I believe, nipple organizer.
Yeah, like a nipple sizing tool.
Can I just go on record? This is Jim, and I'm very uncomfortable with conversation here. I really don't want to be called into somebody's office to talk about what we're talking about here.
Don't be squeamish.
I'm not showing you.
I know. I'm more scared of where Woody might take it.
I gotta admit, I'm kind of scared too, where I might take it.
But basically, it's this like tool. It kind of looks like a ruler, but like thicker. And it has different size holes on it that you like put up to the smaller part of your nipple.
The actual tip where the action takes place.
Where the baby would get its milk.
Baby would latch on.
Yes. Okay. So you put that up. That way, it's like for like nipple shields and for like bottle sizing and stuff, like
to get a better latch and things.
I know you're talking about something that is normal and part of like
yeah, Jim,
you know,
let's
the
normalize
whole,
it okay
it's but Woody's laugh is what's no. making me uncomfortable.
Well, the 8-year old boy inside me just giggles like, when he hears nipple
yeah.
So what is it? It's for, you know, like when you're buying bottles and
bottles.
So
and then
the baby
I think,
would have the same size that they're used to?
Yes.
I see.
Yeah. So that it's like a better latch, I guess, like for when you're transferring from when you're breastfeeding to like bottle feeding.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Helps
so
that
it's just
smoother.
A better transition. Yes. Yeah. But it's weird. And the sizes.
Yeah.
The variety.
You were showing the sizes.
Wild. There's probably 20 different holes on this thing.
This little gauge.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, when I did it, it was really weird. Like putting this thing up to your body and you're like, which hole does it fit in? And I mean, like, I'm all for different shapes and sizes and, like, love your body and everything, but there are some big ones out there.
Well, yeah. They go from, like, you know, the tip of a pencil eraser to, you know, the size of an Altoids can.
Oh, my gosh.
Beach ball.
It's huge. Like, I think it says 28 millimeters.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
I don't even know metric all that well, but I know that's a lot.
It's big, yeah. So it's probably the size of, like, a half dollar.
We need to share the picture of this thing because it looks like something you find at Lowe's or Home Depot.
When you're
like, I have this screw, but I'm not sure exactly how big it is.
Yeah.
And you hold it up to this little measuring thing.
Yeah.
But it's for people's chests.
Yeah. I kind of wouldn't be. And can I just clear the air? I did not order this. I did not buy this. This came in like a free package of testers for me for like the baby. Like they sent in a couple
they
of bottles.
They sent this to you without you even asking?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Which is great though. I mean, it, you know, I'm all
it's
for
kind of
making the transition. Yeah, easier. Yeah.
The International Nipple Organization decided you might need this.
I don't like the way you say that, Woody. Are you a founding member of that organization?
Yes, I'm on the board of directors.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jem on Totally Hits 93.3.
Good news, everyone. Google has announced that they picked our state, the lucky state of Tennessee, ooh, to build a small nuclear reactor.
Oh, yeah. I heard that out by Oak Ridge.
Yeah, where they made the first atomic bomb.
Yep.
So,
oh my gosh.
Because I guess their, you know, AI needs and all Google needs lots of power.
Super
so they're
going to
make their own.
Power, yeah.
So, but don't worry about it. We'll just be glowing in the dark. We'll be fine.
So Tinder's just not for solo dates anymore. They've introduced the double date feature.
Oh, okay.
Oh, really?
Help people get over a little bit of the anxiety of going out and meeting somebody.
Just one on one, yeah.
Go out with another couple that is dating. So that, you know, kind of like a little group thing instead of just that scary one-on-one
thing. Yeah, I like that. So we talk about how, like, the state fair is going on and it's hot. But this year, the theme is going hog wild and bacon memories at the fair.
Oh, yes.
So there's, like, a ton of bacon and ham and pig themed stuff.
Pig themed stuff.
So one of the events happened on Sunday, and it was the Great Bacon Toss, where they toss, like, your teammate and you toss a piece of bacon back and forth. It's plastic bacon.
Okay. No actual bacon was harmed.
I'm sure it smelled like real bacon, though.
Yeah, PETA will be happy.
Never
are.
Team Bacon Bros won, but here's some other team names that I love. So there's Team Pig Newton.
Pig Newton.
Passing the bacon.
Okay.
And When Pigs Fly.
Pretty good.
Okay. Yeah.
Creative.
Yeah. Like, so it. People look forward to this bacon toss all year round. Very so it's cool. Kind of like a big deal.
So like the Wegovy Ozempics, the shots typically, I did a little research, anywhere from $1,000 to $1,400 a month while you're using those to lose weight.
Right.
They're dropping the price to about $499. So that's a huge price drop.
More than half. Wow. Right. That's amazing.
I guess it's a good RX, the kind of prescription discount.
The app on your phone. Yeah.
So now it's a lot more affordable than it used to be. Still not cheap. But I know, Gina, you used one of the generics?
Yeah, the semaglutide compound, which I think is from Ozempic.
Okay, but you did that like before your wedding.
Yes, yeah. I just wanted a little help. I mean, I was eating fine and I was working out, but... I didn't want to like stress and have to like starve myself and do 2 days and stuff. Like I just wanted a little help for my wedding.
Yeah.
And I had a good experience. I think I would do it again. Like once I have my baby, I've been thinking about going back on it.
Mm-hmm.
Just to help. Like it's just kind of once you lose the weight and then you gain it back, and now like I just feel gross,
frustrated.
Yeah,
a bunch of things.
But I think I would go back on it, and like knowing what I know now that I didn't know then, I think I would have an even better experience and like prepare myself a little bit better.
Why do you think it would be better this time?
I was really, really tired on it, and it's because you're not eating enough. Period.
Right, to keep you know, energized.
Yeah, because it kind of suppresses your appetite, and just makes you just like not hungry ever, which is a great feeling as somebody who obsesses about food. And
if you're the other way, that's what a relief. Right?
Yes. Oh my gosh, it was awesome. Like not having to pack a snack somewhere I go, or like not worry what I'm going to eat later. So I would definitely like just prepare to eat more protein and. Just eat more throughout the day and little snacks and stuff. Cause the tiredness, and I know with like having a baby, I'm already going to be tired. So that'd be one thing that I would like really look out for.
Right.
Yeah. And the older we get it, the harder it is to lose that weight. Even if it's just like 10 pounds, it's off. Like my mom and her friends, like they really struggle. And so I've been an advocate for my mom to get on it. Just to help, you know, it's a tool, and don't abuse it.
Right.
You know, it is a drug.
It's not the be all end all.
Yeah. But it's just like, it's just to help. Just a little boost. Yeah.
Yeah. But now it's going to be half price. So
that's awesome.
Go for it.
You paid even less, right, Gina? Didn't go to like the major people. You went to
you bought it out of the trunk of somebody's car. Like downtown.
Yeah. I had a dealer on the side.
Just under a bridge.
No, I went to a place down in Murfreesboro. There's also the same place in Clarksville.
Okay.
And yeah, they were awesome. Hooked me up. It was like $100 a month.
Oh,
which is unheard of.
So if you shop around, you can do even better.
Yeah, I gave you some hints there.
Totally Hits 93.3 FM, helping you get through another hot, steamy day with a Woody and Jim Mood Boost.
Hey, feeling good. Like I should. When in Durka, walk around the neighborhood.
This is pretty cool. There's a woman in Ohio whose dad just retired, and he needed a hobby. And I guess she's noticed that over the years, he would enjoy sending her handwritten letters.
Mm-hmm.
And so he said, well, maybe he could do this for other people. So she started something called the Dad Letter Project, where you can go to dadletterproject.com, fill out a little form, and... her dad will write you a letter, about whatever. You can ask him questions, get advice on things. And I guess they've incorporated other volunteer dads to also write letters.
How many letters have you written, Dad?
I've written over 150. We've recruited other dads to get involved. I write like I'm speaking to them. If they need a father, I'll be happy to be their father. They can write me anytime they want.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
That is
incredible, especially now when people are just so disconnected.
I know, having a handwritten letter from somebody that giving you dad advice.
Yeah, or right? just like encouragement, you know, like yeah. I'm proud of you or
yeah.
something.
Yeah.
Aww,
I like that.
I want to cry.
That's a cool thing.
Yeah. This mood boost is brought to you by Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to wow in Berry Hill, Brentwood, and Murfreesboro.
Once again, another day of just running from someplace air-conditioned to another place air-conditioned.
Right.
Just keep on the move. We're going to be in the upper 90s again today. Yay.
We just yell things to each other like mm-hmm. we're in some kind of 90s action movie. Come with me if you want to live. Right. I've got air conditioning.
You know, get to the chopper.
You guys know that I like to save money. So like
yes.
my
yeah.
ears just like went when I heard about this thing that Pizza Hut is selling like $2 personal pan pizzas.
Oh,
really?
On Tuesdays.
Ooh.
I guess it's been going for a little while. I just heard about it.
Wow. Yeah,
I haven't bought anything from Pizza Hut in a while. Most of the places around me closed.
Right,
there's
right.
a few carryout places, but yeah, I guess so you can, for $2, get a one-topping personal pan pizza, which is pretty cheap these days.
That's, yeah.
That takes me back to, you know, you had to read 10 books.
That's exactly
in school.
Right.
They had the Book It program. Remember that?
That's and what you, I remember.
If
about.
You read 10 books, you got a personal pan pizza from Pizza Hut.
What? We got like a bookmark.
Oh, you got
oh
screwed.
My God, they,
you got
hated
screwed
you.
Then.
Yeah. Your class.
Yeah.
Poor Gina, you didn't get a pizza?
No.
Oh, excited. That was... Your parents would take you to Pizza Hut. You get your personal pan pizza. You'd drink a diet, you know, you drink Pepsi out of a, one of those red cups they
red
had.
Red plastic.
I demand a redo.
Oh, my gosh. You've you lived a deprived childhood.
Yes.
Born too late.
Sad.
Yeah, I know. I totally have. I also have memories of, for a while, my kids went on school field trips to Pizza Hut.
Uh-huh.
No way.
Where they would go in at like, I don't know, 10 in the morning when they weren't, you know, actually open.
Right.
And
right.
The kids could make their own pizzas and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Be a little fun project.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And then, yeah, they got to eat the pizza that they each one made and
what?
Stuff. So Pizza Hut used to be fun. It used to be a thing.
Yeah.
No, I don't know
not.
Why. It's not. Yeah. But they're not. But I don't know. This makes me go back. I'm not getting paid for, you
an
know, everything to say
yeah.
about Pizza Hut.
Cause that's nostalgia. That's cool.
Yeah,
that's cheaper than a slice of pizza now.
Yeah, it is.
Well, it is. And the reason I was like, oh, we're having people over to the house tonight. There's going to be 5 or 6 of us.
Yeah.
And
so for like $10, everybody can get their own pizza.
Exactly.
That's so
cool.
So
I put it out to everybody. Okay, personal pan pizza. What's your topping? One topping.
That's great.
And so, we don't even have to read. Because
no.
We're American 2025. We don't read. Totally Hits 93.3 FM with Woody and Jim in the morning. All right, you want to hear something really stupid?
Yeah.
You know, I'm all about, you know, fixing things around the house. You know, I'm pretty handy about that.
Yeah.
You know, something like this.
He's making a face. If anybody doesn't know Woody very well, he's being super sarcastic.
Oh, but you know, if there's something like a toilet paper roll is empty, I'm all about taking the little plastic thing out, putting it in there the right direction.
You
and
are
then
a
I put it up.
Skilled
yeah.
Oh, wow, that's
and
nice.
Then of course I stop because I want a trophy.
Yeah.
But over the weekend I thought, okay, this will be my project. I'm going to change out our toilet seats.
Okay.
Nice.
So I ordered some toilet seats from Amazon. And I figure, okay, all toilet seats are pretty much the same. No, they're not. Apparently, we had elongated toilet seats because apparently we have elongated butts.
Okay. And you didn't order the elongated?
No, I just got the standard one. And
okay.
So I took the old one off and did the whole thing where you put it in and, you know, snap it in the toilet seat. I went, all right, job well done.
Mm-hmm.
And then I shut the lid. And, you know, as I said before, it looks like, you know, somebody with their bottom lip stuck out because it was like, oh, no,
yeah.
There's... And there's not enough lid. There's too much bowl. Not enough lid.
This is weird.
Yeah. So I had to take that off and package it up.
Oh, wait. Are you? Hold on. Are you okay?
I may need to take a nap in the middle of the story because it's so exhausting.
Okay.
I had to put it in the package and tape it back up and drive all the way to the UPS store to send it back to Amazon. And so then I came home and I went on back on Amazon and I bought the elongated toilet seats.
Nice.
And you know, expect them tomorrow. But as my girlfriend was leaving the house, she said, there's a package on the porch. Mm-hmm. I said, well, I'm not expecting anything. She says, maybe it's the toilet seats. And I'm not going to be home for a few hours. I hope nobody steals the toilet
seats. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You and know, wouldn't they be delighted?
The toilet seat pirates are roving the streets of Murfreesboro.
I don't have to call in to make a report to the police. But then again, maybe I do. Maybe I want to call the police and say somebody's stolen the toilet seat.
Yeah.
I mean,
and do you have any clues? I'll say, no, I have nothing to go on.
It's such a dad joke.
But at least it took a really long time to get there.
Yeah. But thanks for the long story leading
elaborate
up to
story.
It.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jem on Totally Hits 93.3.
NSNBC is changing their name. They're losing the news part. They're losing the NBC. Mm. Now it's just going to be called MS Now.
Okay.
But don't worry, they'll still tell you what to think.
Well, thank you, because I don't want a thing. My cable news channels need to do it for
That's
me.
Right. Give me my opinion, but in your mouth.
So how many miles do we scroll? I don't know, we think about how much of our day is spent scrolling through TikTok, but yeah. Somebody's figured out how many miles our thumbs and fingers move from scrolling throughout a year.
Wow.
And it's 85 miles.
Whoa.
Wow.
That's a lot of distance covered.
I'm surprised my thumbs don't have muscles on them.
I know.
They should be the strongest thumbs anywhere.
Yeah, they're like the thumbs from the from Spy Kids.
They were the evil henchmen. Yeah.
Oh, nice reference. I like that.
Thank you. That's crazy. So there's been a couple new words added to the Cambridge Dictionary, not to be confused with the Oxford Dictionary.
Oh, yes.
Which Thank
is
you.
Like a lot of people make that mistake.
Yes, but it's like UK's second snootiest dictionary. Words like skibbity have been added.
Mm.
So like cool. and then delulu. Do you guys know what delulu means?
Mm.
No.
It means delusional. It's like, you're delulu.
Oh,
stupid.
Delulu.
And tradwife has been added because that's such a cultural movement right now.
Thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Use them all in a sentence. That's skibbity.
Delulu.
Tradwife. It's just delulu. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
See, we all learned something today. You know, we joke a lot about Gen Z and the Gen Z stare.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, especially if somebody is in some customer service capacity and they just kind of stare at you without saying anything.
Yep.
A great way to get that reaction is to pay in person with cash. I went and ordered a pizza. I won't say where it was, but I went in and I ordered it on the phone. And I came back and I said, okay, here's $20 in cash. And they looked at me like, what is this?
What are you trying to pull here, mister?
And so they opened up the change drawer and the cash register and like feeling around for stuff. Like,
what is paper feels like?
What is this? And it was like, it was $13. And it was, I gave him a 20. I said, I see a $5 bill. Just give me that.
So you're trying to help them out.
You can just give me that and you can keep the rest.
And they're going, why should they listen to you? You're trying to rip me off.
I don't know if you're going to know how much the rest is, but you just go ahead and give me that and then our transaction will be done.
I have to do fast math sometimes when I'm working my friend's food truck.
Yeah.
Because we don't ring in the cash orders and hardly ever do we accept cash. But somebody's like desperate, you know.
Most places are cashless now. Yeah.
Right. So I'll have to do fast math and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's like it's been too long.
Right.
I feel so stupid.
I haven't had to use math in forever.
Yeah.
Right.
Now it means something.
Yeah. Does it go to 100 or 60? Like, I always get messed up. I do.
Minutes in an hour.
Yeah.
You get your clock and, you know, money things mixed up.
Would you guys, like, my mom also, she would always try and, like, round up. So she would give the person more money to get, like, an even amount back.
Oh, yeah. So you wouldn't get a bunch of change. You'd just get, like, a $10 bill back.
Yeah.
Instead of,
so like $9.50.
The bill is $9.55, and then you give them $10.55, hoping that they figured it out, they could just give you back an even five instead of a bunch of change.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That is a thing of a different era.
Yeah.
A lost era.
They're going to be scared. They're going to dive into the counter like they're being caught on camera at a Coldplay concert. Like, I don't even want to do this. In a very rare occurrence, I misspoke moments ago. I said that during Gender Wars, we had tickets to give away to the Hermitage Festival, which I've been told is not a thing.
You got me excited. Yeah. You meant to say Pilgrimage Festival, but for a second, I said, oh, there's a festival in Hermitage? That's where I live.
That's cool.
What is that? Oh, it's not. No, it's not a thing.
Sorry. Yeah. I apologize to all of the Herm.
You got me so excited.
But yes, Pilgrimage Fest. I got the Tudge part right.
Yeah.
The AGE's,
that's during Gender Wars.
Yeah, that was right. So you want to go to the several-day concert not in Hermitage. Yes. But over on the farm.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
You can do that by playing Gender Wars. Just let us know you want to play.
Yeah, 615-553-0933. You can text us and we'll save you a spot. Also, we got other tickets to give away later today.
Yeah, we have a 12 o'clock giveaway. So I'll tell you a code word to text in, and then that registers you for a pair of tickets. And then on our...
To see?
The Jagged Little Pill, the Alanis Morissette.
Cool.
Yeah.
Really cool at City Winery. And then we're also doing an Instagram giveaway. So follow us on Instagram. It's Totally Hits FM 93.3 on Instagram. And that is for Eric Clapton tickets.
Nice.
So go to our page, click the post, and it'll tell you what to do.
I don't want to sound morbid, but I have benefited greatly from this. The last few years, see the great artists before they die or don't tour
anymore. Yeah. It could be his last one.
So, Eric Clapton, Eric, how many more chances are you going to get?
Yeah.
So, follow Totally Hits 93.3 on Instagram. Yep. Just quick search for that and you can get yourself in on it before you won't have the chance to see somebody like Slowhand.
Should we have something interesting, like balloon name over this whole thing? Like, see them before they die. Concert series.
That was my wife and I. We went through like 5 years of that just a few years, right before COVID. We're like, all right, hey, if we ever hear of an artist that we think could possibly...
Could die soon.
Could possibly cross over the Rainbow Bridge. Let's go to them. Let's go meet them. Let's go see them one last time.
Rainbow Bridge. What are we doing today, you guys?
I'm getting ready for movie night at my house, which is everybody comes over for dinner, we eat, and then we have a movie, and I think we're going to eat the personal pan pizzas.
Nice. Great. Order them up. Yeah. What, Tuesdays, they're like
$2? $2. Sweet. You go through the app.
Gotta
love
that.
I'm not getting any money for this.
Yeah.
That's so smart. I like that.
I can make a shameless plug for a restaurant, too. We are watching TV the other day, and an Applebee's commercial came on. And we want to be fancy like Applebee's. And so we thought, let's go to Applebee's, and realize there's hardly any of them around anymore.
No.
Yeah.
So my girlfriend Melissa and I are going to drive to Columbia.
Wow.
Tennessee.
Yeah. Columbia.
And we will reenact our very first date, which was at the romantic site known as the Columbia Applebee's.
Cute. I love that.
History.
I know. Aww. What you doing, Gina?
I have a meeting, and then Landon said he wants to take me out for lunch for my birthday since couldn't go yesterday. So, I think maybe we'll do something. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. There you go. I recommend Applebee's in Columbia.
In Columbia, so. A short hour and a half away.
Catch you back here tomorrow morning. It'll be Wet Nose Wednesday. Plus, we'll get your unpopular opinions with a little segment we call If I'm Being Honest.